Lesson 18, Driving. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. For Pete's sake. For God's sake. For Pete's sake. For Pete's sake, why didn't you stop at the red light? For God's sake, why didn't you stop at the red light? 2. To flip the bird. To give someone an insulting gesture with the middle finger. To flip the bird. Why did you flip the bird?
Because he didn't signal his left turn.
Why did you show him your middle finger?
Because he didn't signal his left turn.
3. Clam up. Keep quiet. Clam up. 4. To run a light. To go through a red light. To run a light.
I failed my first road test because I ran a light. I failed my first road test because I went through a red light.
5. To smash into something. To crash into something. To smash into something.
Have you heard what happened to Steve's brother? He smashed into a police car the other day. Have you heard what happened to Steve's brother? His car crashed into a police car the other day.
6. A psycho. A crazy person. A psycho.
Driving in New York isn't easy. There are many psychos on the roads. Driving in New York isn't easy. There are many crazy people on the roads.
7. To burn rubber. To accelerate fast. To drive at a high speed. To burn rubber. Teenagers like to burn rubber. Teenagers like to drive at a high speed. 8. To go over the top. To overreact. To go over the top.
My mom went over the top when she found out about my car accident. My mom overreacted when she found out about my car accident.
9. A set of wheels. A car. A set of wheels. What a nice set of wheels. What a nice car. 10. To trash a car. To destroy a car. To trash a car.
Tom borrowed my car and trashed it. Tom borrowed my car and destroyed it.
Part 2. Dialogue. Ted and Steve are talking about what just happened on the road. For Pete's sake, I can't believe you flipped the bird!
Clam up. Didn't you see the guy in that gray car ran a light and almost smashed into my car?
True, that psycho was really burning rubber, but you went a little over the top.
Hey, no one is perfect. Besides, I didn't want some psycho to trash my set of wheels.
Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English. Did you see that psycho flip the bird? Did you see that crazy guy show me his middle finger?
I can't believe I just ran a red light. I can't believe I just went through a red light.
Sometimes I feel like burning rubber. Sometimes I feel like driving very fast.
How do you like my new set of wheels? How do you like my new car?
Translate the following sentences into conversational English. My neighbor totally destroyed his new car. My neighbor totally trashed his car. For God's sake, stop asking me stupid questions. For Pete's sake, stop asking me stupid questions.
Shut up! I'm sick and tired of your complaints. Clam up! I am sick and tired of your complaints.
A white Toyota made a left turn and crashed into my car. A white Toyota made a left turn and smashed into my car.
I think you overreacted when you started to yell at the policeman. I think you went over the top when you started to yell at the policeman.
Lesson 19, Trashing a Car, Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. To be chopped liver. To be unimportant, insignificant. To be chopped liver.
My boss treats me as if I were chopped liver. My boss treats me as if I were an insignificant person.
2. To be out of it. To be dazed. To be out of it. I've been out of it since I lost my job. I've been in a daze since I lost my job. 3. What's eating you? What's bothering you? What's eating you? 4. Holy cow! My God! Holy cow! Holy cow! What happened to your car? My God! What happened to your car? 5. Dough. Money. Dough. How much dough did you waste on your new stereo? How much money did you spend on your new stereo? 6. To pay an arm and a leg. To pay a lot. To pay an arm and a leg.
I paid an arm and a leg to fix my car. I paid a lot to fix my car.
6A. To cost an arm and a leg. To be very expensive. To cost an arm and a leg.
It costs an arm and a leg to lease a new car. It's very expensive to lease a new car.
7. To be flat broke. To be absolutely without money. To be flat broke.
Let's grab a bite at Sizzler's during the lunch break.
I'd love to, but I'm flat broke.
Let's eat something at Sizzler's during the lunch break.
I would like to do that, but I don't have money at all. 8. Chill out. Calm down. Chill out. Oh, I can't believe my new car is a lemon. Chill out. After all, it's an old set of wheels. Oh, I can't believe my car is giving me so many problems. Calm down. After all, it's an old car. 9. A smacker. A dollar. A smacker. Have you got 20 smackers on you? Do you have $20 on you? Part 2. Dialogue. Steve is very upset because his brother trashed his car. Ted is trying to cheer him up. Hi, Steve. Why do you always ignore me? What am I, chopped liver? Oh, sorry. I didn't see you. I'm out of it today. Come on. What's eating you? My brother borrowed my car and trashed it. Holy cow. It was a nice set of wheels. How much dough did you waste on it? I wanted it so badly that I paid an arm and a leg. Believe it or not, I'm flat broke. Chill out, man. I've got 20 smackers on me. Let's have a drink. Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English. I'm out of it today. I am dazed today.
My boyfriend bought me an engagement ring, and now he is flat broke. My boyfriend bought me an engagement ring, and now he doesn't have any money. I see that something is eating you. I see that something is bothering you.
Paul paid an arm and a leg for his set of wheels. Paul paid a lot for his car. How much dough did you pay for your car insurance? How much money did you pay for your car insurance? Translate the following sentences into conversational English.
Calm down. There's no reason to worry. Take a chill pill. There's no reason to worry.
I borrowed $50 from my grandma. I borrowed 50 smackers from my grandma. Oh my God, I can hardly recognize your car. Holy cow, I can hardly recognize your car.
It'll be very expensive to fix Steve's car. It'll cost an arm and a leg to fix Steve's car.
Am I so insignificant? Am I chopped liver? Lesson 20. Crime Wave. Episode 1. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English.
Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. To buzz. To talk about something with excitement. To buzz.
The whole city is buzzing about the bank robbery downtown. The whole city is talking about the bank robbery downtown.
A buzz. A rumor. A buzz. There's a buzz that the police commissioner's apartment was burglarized. There's a rumor that the police commissioner's apartment was broken into. 2. To knock off. To steal from a place. To rob. To knock off.
I heard that a jewelry store was knocked off last night. I heard that a jewelry store was robbed last night.
3. In broad daylight. In the daytime. In broad daylight.
A young woman was raped in Prospect Park in broad daylight. A young woman was raped in Prospect Park in the daytime.
4. A holdup. Armed robbery. A holdup. During a drugstore holdup, 2 people were shot. During a drugstore armed robbery, 2 people were shot. 5. A cop. A policeman. A cop.
There are many cops on the subway. There are many policemen on the subway.
6. To put somebody in the slammer. To arrest and put someone in prison. To put somebody in the slammer. Many people were outraged that they didn't put O.J. Simpson in the slammer. Many people were outraged that they didn't put O.J. Simpson in prison. 7. A scumbag. A very bad person. A scumbag.
Elaine's boyfriend is a scumbag. He abuses her. Elaine's boyfriend is a very bad person. He doesn't treat her well.
8. A crook. A dishonest person. This broker is a crook. I don't want to deal with him anymore. This broker is a dishonest person. I don't want to deal with him anymore. 9. To be on the loose and at large. Not to be caught. To be on the loose and at large.
The drugstore robbers are on the loose and at large. The drugstore robbers are not caught yet.
10. To pull a job. To commit a crime. To pull a job. The gang of teenagers from our neighborhood is planning to pull a job tomorrow night. The gang of teenagers from our neighborhood is planning to commit a crime tomorrow night. Part 2. Dialogue. Ted and Debbie are talking about the latest crime committed in their neighborhood. Have you heard the latest buzz? A thief knocked off a deli in broad daylight.
Really? Maybe this is the same gang that carried out the holdup of that drugstore last week.
I don't know. But I heard that witnesses came forward to help the cops put those scumbags in the slammer.
But for the time being, these crooks are on the loose and at large. They can pull their next job any time.
Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English.
All newspapers are buzzing about the presidential campaign. All newspapers are discussing the presidential campaign.
The rapist is on the loose and at large. The rapist isn't caught. The drug dealers pulled their next job by killing two undercover cops. The drug dealers committed their next crime by killing two undercover policemen.
The Menendez brothers are such scumbags. They killed their own parents. The Menendez brothers are extremely bad people. They killed their own parents.
Translate the following sentences into conversational English. Two armed robbers stole a large amount of cash from Chase Manhattan Bank in the daytime. Two armed robbers knocked off Chase Manhattan Bank in broad daylight.
There was an armed robbery at the auto repair shop in the Bronx. There was a holdup at the auto repair shop in the Bronx.
Finally, they put those dishonest people in prison. Finally, they put those crooks in the slammer. Lesson 21, Crime Wave, Episode 2. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. A heist. A robbery. A burglary. A heist.
Have you heard about the heist at Tiffany's on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan? Have you heard about the robbery at Tiffany's on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan?
2. To pack heat. To be armed. To carry a gun. To pack heat. Are you packing heat? Are you carrying a gun? 3. A piece. A gun. A piece. Have you got a piece on you? Do you have a gun? 4. To put somebody on ice. To shoot somebody to death. To put somebody on ice.
The drug dealers pulled off their next crime by putting two cops on ice. The drug dealers committed their next crime by shooting two policemen to death.
To get busted. To get arrested. To get busted.
3 gang members were busted yesterday. 3 gang members were arrested yesterday.
6. The big house. A jail. A prison. The big house. At last, those scum are in the big house. At last, those dishonest people are in prison. 7. You said it. I agree. You said it. Part 2. Dialogue. Ted and Steve are discussing the hottest news on TV.
All the channels are buzzing about the heist of a jewelry store uptown Manhattan. Those scumbags are trying to pull off the crime of the century. Really? I haven't heard a thing about it. Were they packing heat? Oh, yeah. They had 2 pieces each, and they put 2 salespeople on ice. Did they get busted? They sure did. Let me tell you something. The only place they belong to is the big house. You said it. Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English. I heard those robbers were packing heat. I heard those robbers were armed.
I was shocked when I found out about the heist of the grocery store around the corner. I was shocked when I learned about the robbery of the grocery store around the corner.
Two snipers put the mafia boss on ice. Two snipers shot and killed the mafia boss. Translate the following sentences into conversational English.
The snipers who killed the mafia boss were arrested 3 days later. The snipers who put the mafia boss on ice were busted 3 days later.
The cops found 4 guns in their hiding place. The cops found 4 pieces in their hiding place.
Now they are in prison. Now they are in the big house.
How to Use American Idioms and Slang by Emilia Gutman and Lena Maltzer. Published by Language Planet, 1997. All rights reserved.